So, I'm excited today to talk about how to maximize ROI by building a stronger business case with UMT360 and Project Server. Quick one about UMT360. It's a leading enterprise portfolio management solution that basically helps you to digitalize your investment planning controls across your project, program, and other business and IT asset portfolios, providing the financial transparency and intelligence needed to improve investment decisions and drive top and bottom line performance. Now, UMT360 is the only enterprise portfolio management solution that is built on SharePoint, seamless integration with Project Server, helping you get more from your Microsoft platform investment and get a better PPM. Now, we like to call that PPM Plus. We're going to look at the first session today is the solution around building a better business case from our Project Financial Intelligence story, our PPM Plus Financial Intelligence. If you're staying for the next 20-minute session after, we're going to drill down on our PPM Plus application portfolios, which is our application portfolio management story. So even going beyond the scope or boundaries of traditional PPM. So I see many familiar faces from other sessions, so you may have heard me go through this slide one or two times before. But let's keep it at the highest level. Now, when you think about sort of traditional PPM, it's not delivering the anticipated results. You can see pretty well-known, tried-and-tested stats coming from different industry analysts. They may not agree on the exact stats, but they all agree there is a problem. Standards Group, 18% of projects fail. 43% of projects are coming in late or over budget. Gartner, 1 out of 3 completed projects experience cost overruns. And the PMI talk about not realizing around 33% of the planned business value from your portfolio. Now, UMT's been working in the PPM space for a while now, and what we've seen is failure to adopt some enterprise portfolio management concepts can result in a 46% loss of the planned business value from your portfolios. And one of the primary reasons for that is, I think as PMOs, sometimes we don't think of projects as business investments, spend more time focused on the sort of tactical aspects of a project, the resource management, schedule management, et cetera, issues, risk management, and that's still an important, still very important aspects to focus on. But if you view projects as business investments, you've got to up-level the importance of financials and financial management around your project portfolio. So what we like to see is organizations better integrating their financial management and their PPM best practices to better understand the economic impact of underperforming projects and proactively take corrective action. One of the challenges around integrating your financial management and PPM is normally the tool sets that are being used. Who here is using Excel at any point in the project's life cycle? A few show of hands there, right? So, of course, it's obvious Excel is overused in that regard. It's a problem. It tends to be disconnected, error-prone, difficult to govern across the project life cycle. Who here is relying on the ERP system for financial information at a various point in the project's life cycle? Okay. So, again, the ERP system always remains the system of record, right? But we shouldn't force the PPM teams to go and see all the project financial information in the ERP system. It provides the finance team the chart of accounts view that they need, but it doesn't provide the PPM teams with the comprehensive project and portfolio financial views that they need. And obviously, traditional PPM tools, much like Microsoft Project Server, they're very strong at traditional PPM capabilities, but they lack sophistication to effectively manage project financials across the life cycle. So that's where UMT360 comes in. Eliminates the need for the use of Excel, and it better connects your PPM and your ERP systems to drive integrated project and portfolio financial controls across the entire life cycle. So when I think about UMT360's Project Financial Intelligence story, really helps you standardize your investment planning and governance controls across the life cycle. It helps you consolidate all requests, understand the financial contribution, evaluate them from different metrics like strategic fit, risk, et cetera, and select the best portfolio. Then, after the project's been approved, it provides the cost tracking and variance analysis capabilities you need. It even allows you, from a portfolio perspective, to constantly re-evaluate your portfolio, looking to maximize ROI and optimize the capital spend. I'm not sure if anyone caught Frank LaRocca's session yesterday. He was talking about how to move from a sort of annual planning mode to an agile planning mode by continuously reallocating funds across the planning and execution lifecycle. It's a very interesting session. So as these sessions are all recorded, you might want to take a look at that, because it's really taken our stuff and gone and put it on steroids. Even go beyond the life of the traditional project, looking at benefits realization after the project's been completed. But the focus of today's session is on looking at how to build stronger business cases. So we're going to focus on the upfront estimating portion of the project's life cycle. Make sense? All right, demo time. So what I'm going to do is start with the business case analysis. When we speak to our customers, it's always about reporting, reporting, reporting. So we're starting at the sort of enterprise level here. We're seeing a portfolio level dashboard, which commonly is used by sort of steering committees on a monthly or quarterly basis to see how they're investing across their portfolio. So I can drill down into different departments as defined in the organization. These top widgets here are basically showing me how much I have from an organizational budget perspective. Here we've got $12 million, and we have a committed projects, so projects that are in execution, totaling $6 million. So we can see instantaneously that we have available budget to invest in other projects. Of course, I can see other state of play or other information around at the organization level, around different departments, variance analysis, even where my money is across the different salient phases. Investment types in terms of what's a new investment for the year, what's a planned carryover, what was an unplanned carryover for the year. But what's interesting here, if we look at this second dial, it's basically saying that I have a pipeline set of projects, so pending projects, projects for consideration, totaling $11 million. But of course, my available budget is only $6 million. But when I look at the strategic yield for $6 million, I can get 89% of the value from that total wish list of projects. So that's a good buy. For 50% of the budget, it's going to return 89% of the value. So let's look at that by drilling into the investment planning analysis. Here's just a list of the projects that are in a business case state or in a pending state. And if you see, they're sorted by their strategic yield. Strategic yield is a concept we use that takes strategic value and divides it by the cost of the project. And you can think of that as a bang for the buck for each investment. And if by simply running down this list here, you'll see we run out of funds about here. So at this point, this is returning 89% of the value from the portfolio. Of course, there's other metrics we can bring in here and start pivoting and looking at them from a financial standpoint, from a risk standpoint, whatever metrics we're using. So you might want to drill down and take a look at some of the projects that are above, just above or just below the line. So this project innovation management framework is in, but just in. So let's drill down and learn some more information. So now looking at the business case summary for this particular project. We see the total cost, the total benefits, broken out by CapEx, OpEx, some of the metrics that we're maintaining here, including the strategic yield, risk, and an overall score for the project. I can see, based on the business case, which lines of business are contributing or potentially going to fund this project. And then I can drill down and look at things like payback periods, costs, cumulative cost over benefit, that usual stuff. So from there, we can drill down to more of a familiar view that you guys will be used to. So we're going to go to the project record itself in Project Server. So when we get there. Okay, so you should be familiar with the workflow status page. The only thing that's probably different from the out-of-the-box Project Server view that you haven't seen is the workflow visualization that's coming from UMT 360. We can see we're in the define stage. This is how we've configured this demo. This is where we expect a high-level business case to be completed for the project. So for out-of-the-box with Project Server, you get the project details, obviously the schedule if you need it at this stage, and the strategic impact, right? These are standard views you may be using today from Project Server. The rest of these views here are coming from UMT 360. The first thing to note is the user experience is seamless, right? It feels like it's all Project Server out of the box, which is by design. But even some of the traditional views you're used to in Project Server, if I drill into the project details, which is just going to house the enterprise custom fields here, we even take that to the next level. So if you look here, project departments, we've got operations selected and new investment type. But if I were to select a different department, notice a new field appears, right? So this is conditional logic and validation rules. So if I was to select not new investment, but this is an unplanned carryover, I have to add a justification. So very simple, small feature, but heavy hitting, right? It really takes the forms and takes them to the next level through conditional logic and validation rules. So a lot more flexibility in the out-of-the-box forms that Proj provides. So let's take a look at the cost estimates. So any good business case should include cost estimates and benefit estimates. With UMT 360, you get to define any number of financial structures. Cost and benefit are the two most obvious and come out of the box. Here we see a financial structure that I've defined. Again, as an administrator, you can define any nodes to be included in this structure, broken out by CapEx, OpEx, and you can see the underlying nodes. Very easy to come in here and update information across the time phase view. There's complete governance control, so you can control the level of information the user should enter at any time. The user is being prompted here by quarter and at level 4 within the financial structure. But you could start at a high level of detail and work through. We always see in the projects the concept of financial amplification. You start high level, early in the business case. As you move later through the life cycle, more and more and more financial information is required. So I can come in and manually enter this. You may notice here that this triangle is next to the labor nodes. I'm not sure how well you can see that at the back of the room. But basically, that's saying that these particular nodes within the grid are being updated from a third-party source. The third-party source happens to be the resource management capabilities in Project Server. So if I have a resource plan housing resource information, if I have resources assigned to my web-based schedule or Project Pro, of course, you can choose to dynamically update that from those values. I'm not sure if multi-currency is of interest to anyone, but we have full multi-currency capabilities across the platform. So in this simple example, we have three currencies defined. We provide tables to manage time phase currency rates, etc. So you can manage projects in different currencies throughout their life cycle. Now, in the report that I showed you, we looked at how we break out allocations. So we're looking here at just the total cost of the project in a simple example. But if I click on this allocation view here, I can actually go to different funding sources, or what we call allocation centers, and map and select the appropriate ones. Now, there's two ways of doing this. This is a simple example, and we're doing it on a percentage allocation. So I'd come in here and say, okay, this is being funded by IT, finance, and operations. But again, the allocation centers are flexible. You can have it whichever way you like. Or I would manually do this. I'd simply add the allocation centers into the grid and manually capture that information. So either on a percentage or on a manual basis. So cost estimates, seamlessly integrated and time phased. Look at the benefit estimates here. So from a benefit perspective, the user is being prompted at this stage to enter by year and at level 2 within the structure, but you're not penalized. If I wanted to drill down and capture more information, I can. We just maintain the minimum amount of information that's required per stage in the workflow. Now, this is built on the JS Grid infrastructure, not to get too technical, so cut and paste, drag and drop is all supported in this. Associations is an interesting one, and we'll talk more about this in the next demonstration around application portfolio management, but 360, because it's an enterprise portfolio management tool, it helps you manage the relationships between your different types of portfolios. So from the simple example in PPM, projects and programs are two examples. So we've actually mapped this project to the program it's supporting. And by clicking on this link, I'm going to be routed to the program itself. Programs are living and breathing entities in their own right here in UMT 360. So this is managed by its own governance workflow. I even have the ability to isolate top-down budgets, both cost and benefits at the program level, and roll up the bottom-up budgets coming from the projects dynamically into these views here. So being able to isolate top-down budgets, whether it's at the organizational level, portfolio level, program level, is important. Dynamically roll up bottoms-up budgets coming from the projects and compare and contrast is key. You'd see here reports. We're not going to have time to go into this in any detail, but here's a program level report, which is basically summarizing the top-down and bottom-up budgets for a program across multiple years, or even we could go to the current year and take a look at the state of play. So very, very powerful. So if we return to the associations view now, this is a program. We can see all the projects that are associated to this program and how the data is being aggregated against that program, and I can return back to the project we were looking at earlier. So we looked at cost estimating, benefit estimating, the concept of associations, and we'll go deeper on associations in the next session after the break. Now, of course, you can build out a schedule. This is coming from Project Server out of the box. Strategic impact, this is a view that comes out of Project Server. Who's using the strategic impact today in Project Server 2010 or 2013? Wait, sorry, I'll click on it then if you're not using it. It's almost like a survey that allows you to do an impact assessment of your projects against the business drivers that they support, right? And interestingly enough, this is one of the views that Microsoft acquired from UMT back in 2006 to power the whole portfolio optimization capabilities. So what we've done in UMT 360 is also release an additional survey engine that allows you to build any surveys to derive scores for any entity under management. And again, simple example of a survey in the business case is the risk assessment. So I can create any survey, risk, maybe you wanted a probability of success, it doesn't matter. I could even do map my projects against enterprise architectural drivers if it's an IT project. It's a flexible survey engine. So here's a survey. It took Vlad about 10 minutes to build this before the session and publish it. So user comes in, completes the survey, derives a score, and we obviously rely on the scores to evaluate the projects. We use this a lot in application portfolio management and our IT business management solutions. So what I'm hoping I showed so far in the first 17 minutes is how you can go from the sort of standard views that Project provides around a business case, eliminate the need for Excel, have integrated financials within that business case, even have additional surveys that help you evaluate your projects. And again, seamlessly integrated with Proj. So with that, I'm going to return to the slides. So now we looked at potentially the upfront demand generation, demand management process, and how you can integrate financials and investment governance controls within that. When we think about establishing a project financial intelligence across your PPM framework, we see customers taking a phased approach. And the phased approach normally starts with establishing that financial management foundation. What that means to me is basically standardizing your investment governance controls, standardizing your cost and benefit structures, and making sure that all the financial information is consolidated within your planning and execution tool. We want the PPM teams to have access to all that information. And that's when you can eliminate Excel, making life a little easier. When we move to the next stage, it's about line of business integration and the automation of management reports. So we have a data import module that allows you to integrate with SAP, Oracle Financials, or other mainstay ERP systems. And what we tend to find with many PMOs is, you know, at the end of the monthly reporting period, they dedicate a lot of time to having to build management reports, right? So having all that data in one place and a click of a button, then being able to automate those management reports saves a lot of time, means the PMO can spend more time analyzing the portfolio, taking corrective action, and less time, you know, with the red tape and report building. Next, again, I won't go into this in detail, phase three, but I would encourage you to watch Frank LaRocca's session on how he's managing a $2 billion capital portfolio. It's about analyzing that portfolio to continuously optimize your spend across the execution year and maximize the portfolio value. So again, he really looks at how he looks at performance metrics, and he continuously moves money around. So if he decides whether he's going to give more money to projects, if project managers are forecasting less than plan, he takes money and gives it to other projects, or he brings new projects in. So he's continuously looking at his portfolio to make sure he's maximizing the overall value and optimizing capital spend. And he's able to get a lot more planned value from his portfolio by adopting that agile framework versus just sticking with an annual planning methodology. And last but not least, establishing a benefits realization framework, which is fully supported in the tool here. So we allow you not to just use the business case once in the project's life cycle. We allow you to go beyond the life of the project and track if it realized the anticipated results. And what we find is, having established a PFI or Project Financial Intelligence Foundation, on average, companies are getting 12% more ROI from their investment portfolios, which is and that's year over year, right? So that's significant. So UMT 360, it's built on SharePoint, seamless integration with Project Server. It really does allow you to get a lot more value from your initial Microsoft investments. All the capabilities I showed you can be applied across any, what I call any storage object in SharePoint. So lists, sites, project server EPTs, and then with the relationship model, you can move information between them. And we'll look at that more from an application portfolio management perspective in the next demo. Compatible with 2010 and 2013. And what I hope you saw is, you know, very familiar, easy to use for the end user, even for the administrator. If you're used to administering Project Server, it's not a steep learning curve either with UMT 360. So we have been running a little competition over the last 3 days, our learning experience. So if you're participating in that, please get your booklet or passport stamped. And I think the drawing is happening at what time, Nicole? 11 o'clock today. So any questions? All right, guys, so thanks for attending. The next session will start, I believe, in 20 minutes, and it's going to look at the APM or application portfolio management capabilities of 360.